This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, good evening, everybody. It is Lee Elsie here on the USA Radio Network. Last day of April 2020, man. Imagine that. This will be the last time you can enjoy an April day in the year 2020. Tomorrow, May Day. I think May Day is a big lefty kind of a holiday. But anyway, we'll tackle that when May Day comes rolling around. Wayne Allen will be at the top of the hour. As always, Tuesdays and Thursdays, the USA Radio Network is so kind to give me a chance to sit here in the big seat and warm things up for you until Wayne gets here again in about an hour or so. A couple things, a lot to tackle here. I do have a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. I think you're going to enjoy him. He's an author. I got a chance to talk to him off the air before we come back and do it again at the bottom of the hour. Seems like a nice guy, a professor, and we'll chat with him about life on college campuses, so we'll get to that. But as far as everyone talking about the coronavirus, which is on everybody's mind, so I like to give an update as I begin the show as far as people infected. 3.3 million folks officially now infected. 233,686 folks have died in some way, shape, or form as a result of the coronavirus. Today we had a spike here in this country. We still have a little bit less than 1.1 million people infected. We're up to 63, just shy of 64,000 folks. I know everybody's talking about light at the end of the tunnel, but these numbers, you know, they keep pouring in as far as people dying. Listen, I'm with everybody. We need to get back to work. I'm 100% behind that. We need to figure out how to do it. We need to do whatever it takes. You know, if you can go to the supermarket, you can have a business open. So we can get into that a little bit. But I wanted to give an update as far as how many people have been infected and how many people are sick across the country and what we can do about it. I did want to talk really briefly. On Tuesday, I talked a little bit about the new normal. I kind of touched on it. And I've been thinking about the new normal, been bouncing around in my brain like a pinball machine. I can hear Elton John singing a song right now. But, you know, when somebody says the new normal, let's say we get the lefties to agree on a new normal, what exact wisdom are we talking about? What are we going to do with a 6-foot distancing scenario with new normal? We can have a 6-foot distancing, we can have the hand sanitizers, we can do all of that. But what happens when you're talking about a major city like New York City, right? We talked about this, I think, a little bit on Tuesday. 8 million people travel the subways or the buses in New York City every single day, or they did prior to this. What are you going to do with them? I know now they're talking about sanitizing the subways between 1 a.m. and 5 a.m. every single day. Okay, that seems like a great idea. As soon as somebody touches a handrail or a seat who happens to have the coronavirus, well, now that is contaminated. So how are you going to do it? How are you going to figure it out? What kind of rules are you going to put in place when you're trying to cram 100 people into a subway car? Those of you who have been to New York, you know it's insane, right? It's insane traveling around early in the morning on your way to work or at night trying to get home in New York. I've lived there. It's nuts. It's crazy. It's crazy out in Vegas with the casinos. How are you going to deal with that? We talked again about this on Tuesday as well. Somebody's handling the chips, the money, the slot machines. People are not going to be able to sanitize all of that. Crowds at sporting events, at concerts, at plays. What are you going to do? What are you going to do if some New York Yankee hits a game-winning home run, Giancarlo Stanton hits a game-winning home run in the ninth inning Yankee Stadium, in front of a abbreviated crowd, what are they supposed to do? Wave to each other? Hey, what a great job that was, as you're sitting 10 feet apart from each other because you got to give yourself the 6-foot circle of space. Not going to happen. It's not going to happen. So the whole idea of the new normal, you can throw that out. I mean, it can be effective in certain areas, in certain parts of the country, but in regular everyday life, if you want to get back to what we all like to do and love to do and things that we enjoy, it's not going to be there. You're not going to be able to go to the beach in August if you have to stay 6 feet from somebody who is walking by or what have you, wearing a mask. You're going to wear a mask at the beach when it's 100 degrees? So the point I'm trying to make here in this opening segment is that you are going to have to decide about this. You. It's up to you. You got to make the choice. Do you want to go to the beach? And if you do, you're going to go. And if you're afraid to go to the beach, you're not going to go. And I'm sick and tired, I think, of the government regulation on some of this stuff, forcing folks' hand. I don't mind if we set a date and say, after this date, we're going back, provided we don't have another collapse or relapse where thousands of people die. You set a date, a real date, May 20th, June 1st. That's it. After that, boom. We can wear masks inside. We can do those kinds of things when we're in a controlled setting. But as far as parks and other places, outdoor activities, beaches, games, casinos, restaurants, you're on your own. You don't have to go. No one's making you go. But if you go, you can do whatever you want when you get there, because you're not going to wear a mask on the beach. You can't wear a mask when you have dinner. Not going to happen. So I think we're going to get to that point sooner rather than later, because I think there's a frustration that is swelling in this country that will overtake some of the fear before too long. Not for everybody, but for a lot of folks, it'll overtake that fear. Topic two, really quick, I want to share with you. This whole situation with Joe Biden and the sexual assault. Shame on the media, first of all, for not covering it. And we know about that. I can scold the media. I can come on this radio and talk to the entire country every single night and scold the media every single day, left-leaning media, that is, in particular, every day about what they have done and not done in some of these stories. Going overboard 24/7, 7 days a week coverage of a Kavanaugh case, and not even mentioning the Joe Biden allegation. Not even touching on Tara Reid's accusation that Joe Biden sexually assaulted her. Nothing. Nobody. And everybody who has circled the wagons around Joe Biden, the hypocrisy is deafening. Can you imagine this? Think about this for a second. All of these very left of center, very liberal-minded, holier-than-thou, feminist, if you want, and even some folks, you know, just people who have gone out of their way to talk about the Me Too movement. And the Me Too movement is fine, don't get me wrong. If you have treated a woman poorly, you should be punished. There's no question about that. If you made a woman in any way, shape, or form feel as though either she's not as good as you, as worthy as you, or made her feel as though she had to do certain things in the workplace in order to get ahead, you should be fired immediately. You should probably go to jail. But you're going to have to cover the stories equally. Otherwise, this is just, you know, we're just chasing our tail. I mean, how can you think about being in a news outlet and not covering this story, not asking Joe Biden or forcing Joe Biden's hand when he's appearing on some of these shows to answer this? And now all of these candidates who are lining up now for the vice presidency, they all have to talk about this in some way, shape, or form. All these females who have been promised a shot at the table to sit in, the Kamala Harris's of the world, the Klobuchar's of the world, they've been asked these questions. They got to figure out a way, you know, how do you support somebody who's had this allegation? Now, again, just as Kavanaugh deserved his day in court, Biden deserves that day. Biden should have every opportunity to defend himself, because Tara Reid could be lying. She could be making this whole thing up. This could be in the 11th hour sort of Hail Mary from some folks who, you know, kind of got her and pushed her forward and had her come out. Well, you know, we could always, the same questions that we asked in the Kavanaugh case, we can ask in this one. Why wait so long? Why did we do this? Why, I know she has made mention of this in the past, but how come we're coming to the forefront now? Why not when Obama was running? There's a lot, there's a million questions you could ask about this. And I have serious doubts sometimes when folks wait this long to come back. And I know when I say that, women's groups scold me and they go out of their way to send me emails about the trauma. And I totally understand that. I get it. I do. I get it. And I'm not saying that she's not telling the truth. I'm just saying there's a chance she's not. She's not. Maybe, who knows? But he should get his day in court. But he's got to face it. Don't you think he's got to answer these questions? He's got to man up and stop hiding in the basement while all of the Democrat vice presidential potential candidates are asked these questions, or Nancy Pelosi while she's biting on an ice cream, answering these questions about Joe Biden and his potential for ugly behavior. Listen, we've seen the videos of Joe Biden. We've seen the way he is constantly inappropriately touching people. This is not made up. And you couple that with the idea that a guy can't finish a sentence or have a conversation with anyone without either falling asleep or losing his spot. I mean, this is not good. And the Democrats, they got to figure, listen, I'm not advocating them to put in a better person, but my point is, if you're in love with the country, as I think we all are, we should be a little nervous that a guy like Joe Biden literally is one election away from being the president of the United States. I mean, this guy is not capable of leading this country. All right, those are the two things. We'll come back. A couple of different stories I can share with you in just a bit. Again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. We'll come right back. Stick around.
Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix, Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists trying to destroy us right now will not and cannot succeed because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Hey, good evening or good afternoon, wherever you may be. East Coast, West Coast, Left Coast, Center Coast. Maybe you're on the banks of the Mississippi, wherever you might be, down around Louisiana and out around Texas, whatever. Whatever it is that you call home, or wherever it is that you call home, we welcome you here to the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie. Thank you for joining us. You can always give us a call or email me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. Wayne Allen Root will be here in just a bit. I do have a guest coming up, a professor and an author. He's written a book about life on the college campus. His name is Johnny Ellison. We'll chat with him. I'm always fascinated, I got to be honest, before we do this interview, just give you a heads up. I'm fascinated with the life of the kids on the college campus as it pertains to teachers and how teachers try to teach and warp and slant the minds of the kids. And we're going to get into that a little bit with our next guest. Just a couple things I saw that I thought were interesting. When the state tells you it's safe to go to Home Depot to buy a sponge, but it's too dangerous to go to a florist to buy flowers, it's not about health. When a state shuts down millions of private businesses but doesn't lay off a single government employee, it's not about health. By the way, here in the state of Connecticut, you guys would appreciate this, across the country, our state employees are due a 3% raise on July 1st. And there's been an uproar because half the state, by the way, percentage-wise, is the second highest percentage-wise per capita state with people out of work. Yet the people who have been actually home, now, the state, not all the state employees are home, and I'm not talking to our cops or the prison guards, but some of the other folks who are getting a paycheck, You get a 3% raise while everybody else is struggling is a spit in the face. You can go buy a lottery ticket somewhere. That's supposed to be essential. Really? Governor can, again, get his makeup and his hair done, but all our local beauticians and barbers and hairstylists, they're out of business. Again, when a state puts you in a jail cell for walking in the park but lets criminals go, that's insane. Happened again, by the way. I think we had five people, sex offenders, who were let out of jail. They went back out, and this was recently, like as within the last 48 hours, they went out and offended again. Let's grab one call before we run out of time. Doug out in Rhode Island. Doug, how are you?
Pretty good, thanks.
What's happening, man?
Hey, if this virus is as bad as the media or as dangerous as the media puts it up, and I know it's dangerous to the elderly and a lot of people, and it's dangerous in general, but why aren't essential workers dropping any alarming numbers, you know? I would think essential workers would be dropping like flies. I mean, they're making this out to be, I think, and I've been on both sides of the fence now for about a month, but I'm starting to go towards there as I'm pulling up to Walmart here, and if this was the Black Plague, like they're putting it up to be, I could see that, but, you know, there's a lot of people working and doing just fine.
You know, Doug, I tell you, here's what I'll say to that, and I'm not saying you're entirely wrong, but the thing is, there are frontline healthcare workers who are getting sick. There are a lot of people at the grocery stores who have gotten sick. Not necessarily died, but they've gotten sick. So yeah. I understand what you're saying, and I get where you're coming from. Like, why hasn't, you look at the chancellor over in England got sick. Boris Johnson got sick, and he battled through it. So they are getting sick. It's just maybe the numbers of those folks who are dying aren't as high. But as you just mentioned before, and so correct, people that are dying, most of them are all older. I mean, older or compromised. The numbers are just astronomical of the folks that are passing away. They're basically compromised already or very elderly.
Right. And, I had a father-in-law who just passed away from, and I can't think of my own name sometimes, and I'm sorry, but the same thing Michael J. Fox has. He's had it for years.
Parkinson's disease, yeah.
Parkinson's. Yeah. And he passed away 2 weeks ago. And they in Connecticut, and they put it as COVID.
Corona. Yeah. Yeah. No, you're 100%. Doug, thanks for calling in, man. Don't be a stranger. I appreciate that, and stay safe out there. No, they're definitely doing that. I did a whole half a show on that one time where, you know, Birch came out and she actually admitted it. They admitted it a couple weeks ago that if you had a coronavirus and they tested you and you had died, there were, even if you didn't die necessarily of the coronavirus, they were going to chalk that up as being a coronavirus fatality. So I know some doctors are disputing that, but she said it. I mean, I had it up on my computer screen. I was talking about it for an entire day one time a week or so ago. All right, so listen, we'll take a break. We'll sweep through the bottom of the hour. I appreciate you guys along for the ride. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. My name is Lee Elsie. It's an honor to be here. Chris is doing a great job pushing all the buttons. We'll be right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During the challenging times we're all experiencing, our top priority is the health and safety of the communities we serve. And while it's true that things are changing rapidly every day, one thing that'll never change is our commitment to giving you the best mortgage experience. At Rocket Mortgage, our guiding philosophy of every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, exists for times like right now. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. If you currently work with us and need assistance with your mortgage, contact us 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. As we all think about ways to save money, let me remind you that mortgage rates are near historic lows. If you think right now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump says his administration is doing everything they can to protect senior citizens during the ongoing coronavirus outbreak.
We've accelerated treatments, including remdesivir, which is reportedly showing encouraging preliminary results.
Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue is commending President Trump for ordering meatpacking plants stay open.
The president demonstrated leadership in invoking the Defense Production Act.
Perdue also telling Fox News,
"The good news today, I think we're having these plants prepared to open in days, not weeks. Some maybe by the end of this week, over the weekend, and others in the early next week."
Former Vice President Joe Biden is set to go on MSNBC's Morning Joe on Friday to address sexual assault allegations leveled against him by a former staffer. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
We'll be right back.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, sponsor of this segment of the show, Dr. Nancy Wolf. Perfect book at the perfect time. You're trapped at home for another couple weeks at least, maybe another 3 weeks, maybe another four. You want to read a book that makes you feel positive, a book that gives you an edge, a rush, a boost. Nancy Wolf is a conservative capitalist professor, emeritus, psychology department at UCLA, spent 30 years studying the human mind, and she believes, and she'll tell you in her book, Conscious Matrix, that we as Americans are wired to win, and the liberals and socialists and globalists will never stop us. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things pre-wired in our minds and souls, we're going to win. We're literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read right now. Purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. LibertyHillPublishing.com. Are available at Amazon and Barnes and Noble. Conscious Matrix, LibertyHillPublishing.com.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Very special guest joining me right now, John Ellis. He is a distinguished professor and now an author of the book, The Breakdown of Higher Education, How It Happened, The Damage It Does, and What Can Be Done. John, thanks for joining the program.
Well, thank you. I'm pleased to be with you.
Well, I appreciate you coming on today. And again, a lot going on, crazy world upside down. But you've written a book about the breakdown of higher education. How can people get that book? Where do they go?
They can get it on Amazon or any bookseller. It's published by Encounter Books just out a month ago. I'm a professor, but this is not a book for other professors. This
right.
is a book for the general public, for the general educated readership, because I want them to understand what's going on the campuses that educate their children. And so in the book, I've tried to cover, all the bases. I mean, what exactly is it that's wrong? How did it get to be that way? And how was it possible for it to go so badly wrong? What damage is it doing to our society? And finally, what can we do about it?
So it's one of my pet peeve topics that we talk about on the show all the time, because I can't think of an environment of a give and take, open ideas, freedom to think and say what you want. And that's why you want to send your child to college. They go, they learn, they absorb everything, and then they become who they're going to become. But I think, and I haven't gotten a chance to read your book, but by the tone and where I think you're leading us, is that you believe what I believe, which is that college campuses across this country have a directive, a narrative. They want to shove a certain agenda down these kids' throats, correct?
Absolutely. Look, you couldn't have put it any better. I mean, education is about freeing up people's minds, freeing up kids' minds to think, to go where the evidence and where logic leads them, wherever that may be. And academic teachers are people who facilitate that, who enable kids to see problems from all sides, understand strengths and weaknesses, ideas, compare one idea to another, and, what the advantages and disadvantages are. All of that is opening up the mind and facilitating freedom of thinking. Now, what's going on right now on campus is the campuses are dominated by political activists, and political activists have the exact opposite intent. They don't want to open up minds. They want to close them. They don't want to have kids think for themselves. They want to have them think exactly where the professor thinks. So instead of pursuing education, they're pursuing the exact opposite. How not to think is what they're teaching. How to just believe what they're told to believe and stop questioning it. Well, that's the exact opposite of everything that higher education should be. And it's a national tragedy that we have our colleges and universities taken over by people with that intention. Taken them 50 years to do it, but they finally managed it.
I hate to say it, shame on the teachers in that scenario, because, you look at teachers in a general sense as being the most important people other than parents in a kid's life. I mean, they spend a lot of times more time with your child than an adult parent would. I mean, they're with them 7-8 hours a day in some cases. And then when you get to college, it sort of changes the dynamic a little bit. You're bouncing around a little bit more. But still, there's very impressionable minds there. And you would hope, I mean, you would hope that a teacher, when they get into that profession, would want to do what you're saying, not force an agenda. I just don't understand where they go off the rails. Unless, of course, it's the same kind of like-minded people who become teachers. That's got to be what's happening, right?
Well, I mean, you're absolutely right. Teachers are, you know, wonderful influences. I mean, for people like you and me who educated a few years back, I mean, you remember those right. wonderful teachers that did so much for you. You know, you remember those people who opened up whole vistas of thinking for you and made you a more productive, intelligent person. A lot of people of our generation have very fond memories of their teachers. This generation doesn't. I mean, you hear the kids coming off campus talking about their teachers. Often they're talking about people they have contempt for, people who just rant at them in the classroom and they tune it out. A lot of studies are showing that kids spend about half the time studying outside of their class that they used to. And I don't wonder at it. I mean, all that this generation of most teachers on campus want to do is just absorb what they're told and stop thinking about it. But this has been a 50-year process. I mean, a group of radicals 50 years ago, Students for a Democratic Society, decided they were going to, the only way they could win, they couldn't win at the ballot box, they knew that. They were very far left. So the only way they could get anywhere was take over the universities and brainwash the kids. And I remember them 50 years ago. I was there on campus. I've been on university campuses for a very long time. And I remember all of my colleagues thought this was a joke. This, you know, there were 200 kids in this thing called Students for Democratic Society. We didn't take them seriously. We didn't think they had a chance in hell of getting anywhere. But the thing about these people is that's their life. They give every hour of every day to it. And the rest of us have lives to go. But,
So you think that this is a purpose? See, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I don't know whether you are or not. But so you're saying that this was it, let's say, organic from the beginning 50 years ago, and it's just happened, or do you think it was planned out that they were going to sort of switch the narrative on the students over a certain amount of time?
Well, I can tell you that original group wanted to do this. Now, there was only one way they could succeed. They had to be really, really lucky, and they were. I'll tell you how they were lucky. The years 1965 to 75, the campus was roiled by the Vietnam War, and because of the unhappiness with this war, I mean, whether it needed to be fought is a question we can still argue about. What's indisputable is the campuses were full of people facing the draft, and they were unhappy about it. And for that 10 years, 65, 75, the campuses were much more radical left than usual. Now, that need not have been a problem in any normal time. I mean, you'd have had a cohort of the professors hired during that time that were a bit more left than usual, but they'd soon have been absorbed by the rest of us who weren't. But there was one huge piece of good luck they had, which was this. The baby boomers, the people, you know, the people born in the years 1945 to 50 after the Second World War, when people were returning home, beginning their family lives again, and there was a huge increase in the birth rate, natural enough. Now, those people became ready for higher education in 65 to 75. That was exactly the time the campuses were unusually distorted by the sentiments of the Vietnam War. Now, public higher education went from about 4 million students in 1965 to 9 million students 10 years later, 75. In other words, in those 10 years, which were the Vietnam War, in, you know, roiled years, in those 10 years, more professors needed to be hired than all the existing professors in the nation. So imagine a profession where every single member of the profession has to be hired again, and that still isn't enough. So massive hiring, 65 to 75, the worst possible time, because that was the time when the campus was flooded with grad students who were angry at the government. And so the academy took a sudden, very, very sharp turn left. Overnight, there were more professors hired from that 10-year period, unhappy period in the life of the country, than there were all the rest of them combined. And that was that combination of those two factors, the baby boomers and the Vietnam War, that combination was the most unlucky thing for this country as far as higher education was concerned. It was a catastrophe. Suddenly, the whole of academia turned sharp left, and those 200 dumb students, Students for Democratic Society, they were in the driver's seat. And, you know, it was a very, very unlucky historical accident for the country. There were more pieces of good luck they had later on, the diversity mania, and the civil rights movement turning into identity politics on campus. But this was the main one, the incredible piece of good luck for those radicals had, that they had a huge hiring program of new professors at exactly the time when about the only place you could find them was on campuses that were distorted by radical politics because of the Vietnam War.
John, I got to take a quick break. We'll come right back. We'll continue with this conversation with author John Ellis in just a sec. You're listening to the USA Radio.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929, or go to finestone.com.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign power who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend. Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, this is your, I want you all to live a long time because we got to live long to keep electing Trump and re-electing Trump and electing Republicans after him. And I want all of my fans to live a long life so we can save America and American exceptionalism and capitalism. So are you in front of a mirror? In 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes. Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles in the past 40 years in Canada. And now they've come to America right here on my show. They've helped countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the ear lobe crease, nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. If you have a crease in one or both ears, guess what? You're looking down the barrel of a heart attack or a stroke. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Natural guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly? Can't believe it. I looked in the mirror and I had the two creases. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Take the cinnamon flavored. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com.
All right, welcome back. Final segment. Wayne Allyn Root will be here in just a few minutes. Again, this is Raw and Unfiltered. Special guest joining me right now, John Ellis, author of the book, The Breakdown of Higher Education. Always a fascinating topic for me. Can we turn this around? Is it too late?
Yeah, I think we can, but the only way we can turn it around is by the general public recognizing what we are facing. What we are facing is exactly what you described at the beginning of this interview. People, teachers who are not all for free thought among their students, but they're shutting down thought. In other words, we have campuses where political activists have the job of academic teachers, and they can't do those jobs. They don't have the temperament for it. They don't have the same intent. They don't have the same ambitions for the students. They don't have the knowledge they need for that. So a gigantic scam is taking place. I mean, the taxpayers of this country, parents are paying tuition for their kids' education. They're paying for higher education. They're not getting it because the people they're paying are not academic teachers, they're political radicals. And so what they're really getting is political indoctrination. As soon as the country as a whole, parents, taxpayers, as soon as the country grasps that, they'll know that they've got to stop paying for this. They've got to say to the campuses, if you don't reform, you don't get any money. Nothing less than that's going to do it, I'm afraid, because you can't expect the campuses to reform themselves from within because they're too corrupt now. You can't simply say to the campuses, please reform yourself.
Right.
That's not going to happen.
So why haven't more conservative colleges or universities popped up?
Well, because the overwhelming atmosphere of academia is far left right now, and it's extremely difficult for conservatives to exist in that atmosphere. There are one or two places that still are worth looking at. I mean, there's obviously Hillsdale's College, and there's George Mason University, there's Pepperdine.
Right.
But, I mean, you know, I can count them on the fingers of, well, maybe two hands, not one hand.
Right.
But the number of institutions that are hopelessly corrupted by radical left politics goes into the thousands. So, you know, but I do think that a bit of healthy competition could exist if a particular state, you know, somewhere on the plains, if a legislature that had the will to do this were to say to its state university, we want you to clean out the political activists and we want you to hire real academic teachers, and if you don't do it, we'll cut all your funding. If a state legislature would say that and succeed, then I think it would set an example that might spread. I mean, once you have a state university like that, a real university again, kids from all over the country would flock to it because people would hear about it. They would know about it. And it all of a sudden, you know, it would be heavily subscribed by kids applying. Also, faculty would want to be there. An awful lot of faculty spread across the country who are unhappy with what's going on campus. So a university that turned itself around could draw on the best from all over the country. All of a sudden, you'd find that there would be a glorious phase in the history of that state university. So you might find that a state university that's always been thought of as, you know, second rank would suddenly be the national leader. It's a great move. As soon as a state, realizes the opportunity, things could really happen.
John Ellis is an author. He's a professor. I can't thank you enough. Fascinating conversation. I wish I had more time. I just do not. The book is The Breakdown of Higher Education, How It Happened, The Damage It Does, and What Can Be Done. Where can they get it?
They can get it by going to the Amazon website or Barnes & Noble or Target or any bookseller. They can get it.
Well, sir, thank you for your time today. I really appreciate it. Keep up the fight, man. We need folks and voices like you, because without you, you know, we wouldn't know what's going on.
Well, and I need people like you to have me on and let me say these things, so I'm grateful for your time, too.
You got it. You have a good one, and I appreciate it. We'll talk down the road, and I thank him very much. Listen, I got to run. I'm out of time. Once again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network. Wayne Allen Root is next. Keep it right here.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.